How's it going? My name is John Steyert, and you're listening to Social Echoes from True Voice Media. Welcome into the world of social learning and social business. I'm the host of Social Echoes and everything else, all accompanying projects. You can find more episodes and more about True Voice Media on our website, socialechoespodcast.com, or you can head to iTunes and Stitcher Radio and search Social Echoes. If you've enjoyed some of the past interviews or guests, we'd love to hear your feedback. Please leave a review and give us a rating, good, bad, or indifferent, just to give us an idea of how you're liking the show and what other topics you'd like to hear or discuss. You can always tweet me using the hashtag SocialEchoes, or feel free to email me, jonjohn@truevoicemedia.com. So on today's episode and in Social Echoes in general, we love to feature our own local Philadelphia companies and individuals that get social and are doing big things with social. And one of the best campaigns, social or not social, is With Love, the With Love Philly campaign. You see them all over the billboards on 76 and I-95. They've been around for the last couple years, and it's my pleasure to have with me Kyle Hardy and Caroline Bean from visitphilly.com, and together they are part of the social team that is behind the online brand. Kyle, Caroline, welcome to Social Echoes. Thanks a lot for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
How are you guys doing today?
Pretty great, yeah.
Doing well.
Good. So let's first talk about the breadth of the With Love Philly campaign. There are many times when I arrive in Penn Station in New York City and you're greeted by nothing but love letters from the city of Philadelphia, which of course I love because I'm a homer. They're the most prominent ad you see, and you know, being a native of the city of brotherly love gives you a sense of pride. What was the inspiration for the With Love campaign? How far does it reach beyond social, and what does the social complement for these efforts look like?
Well, you sort of said it yourself, John. The City of Brotherly Love is Philadelphia's moniker, and so we've had campaigns that involve love starting way back after September 11th, when a lot of tourism destinations took kind of a patriotic tack, and people were maybe not looking forward to traveling. We knew that that was a good time for us to go out there strong and invite people to start having fun again. And so we had the Philly's More Fun When You Sleep Over campaign, and the Philadelphia, the Place That Loves You Back. So love has always sort of been a recurring theme in our creative branding for the city. And about 5 years ago, when the recession was hitting, we again wanted to go out there strong with a new branding campaign, keeping this idea of love. And the With Love letters as a campaign gave us a lot of legs. So we can, you know, reach a lot of different audiences by writing these With Love letters from the city with sort of a Philly attitude, kind of like a friendly but teasing tone sometimes, and really reach a lot of different types of travelers with this campaign. So I mean, you mentioned that you see these ads in Penn Station, in Suburban Station, in Philadelphia, and that's part of our joint marketing program where we, you know, feature some of our partners. We put love everywhere. We put them on billboards. We had a billboard writing contest. We have, you know, our With Love on maps. You can see our logo behind us. So we really do go everywhere with the With Love campaign. It's in its fifth year. We even incorporate it across all of our social media platforms as sort of the branding and the profile.
So you mentioned that you had the billboard campaign?
Yep. So we gave people an opportunity to write their own With Love letter, and it would be featured on a billboard in Philadelphia. And so that was a way of getting people to sort of engage with it and show their own sides of what they love about the city.
Now, was that a social campaign? Was that something that people were able to do through Facebook or Google+, Twitter, or was it an email type thing?
It was several years ago. So we were mostly using social media to promote the campaign or the promotion rather than as the method of kind of distribution, or we were using it to distribute news about the campaign rather than having people submit via social. But you know, if we were to do it today, we would most definitely probably make it that people could interact with their social platforms to participate in that.
So to that point, what are some of the different things that Visit Philly and visitphilly.com, how are you guys utilizing social to kind of stir up more discussion about the city of Philadelphia and the different historical sides and the events that are occurring? I think the one big benefit just from being just from kind of reading different articles and being an observer and being in the city too, there's such an influx of youth, and there's such a to some of the different neighborhoods of Philadelphia, like Fishtown and Kensington, there's been a revitalization to some of these different cities. So how has social kind of played a role in that?
Yeah, I could start. So one of the big things that really drives that sort of content is our You Wish You Knew blog. So that there's about 8 posts that go up daily, all about different exciting happenings throughout the city. And those happenings aren't just strictly for Center City. They also span out into our neighborhoods. So that's one of the big drivers for that content. That content also manifests itself on visitphilly.com. And we also share that content on Twitter and Facebook. We're also using a lot of photography. We'll get into different things of how we're using that on Instagram, Pinterest, and even Facebook, and how the neighborhoods are playing. We're tying the neighborhoods into that content as well. So it is does come full circle.
So Kyle, to that point, I did have a question about Instagram, because you guys are so extremely active with Visit Philly Instagram, Pinterest, photography in general. You might have a combination of both. Do you have professional photographers that take care of this, or is it crowdsourcing using different hashtags or local photographers? How does that look?
Yep, so we do have in-house photographers, and one of the big goals for that is really to, enhance the image of, Philadelphia and show people, how beautiful of a city it is. For people that aren't in the city, it's great to kind of share these, beautiful images with them so they can see a side of Philadelphia that they might not have before. We also are using Instagram in a way to curate some, just local Philly ambassadors that are out there on the streets taking pictures every day, that are sharing their love for the city, and also highlighting those photos for them on the Visit Philly Instagram account. And we give credit to them. And it's sort of a social currency. So people are seeing that we're sharing other people's photos, and encourages them to take some really awesome photos too, because they want to get their photo up there as well. We balance both in a way through our social properties.
And we definitely, first of all, we do ask people to hashtag Visit Philly in their kind of visitor-friendly Philadelphia photos. So that's a way that we can see, that's one of the hashtags that we track to see what pictures people are taking of Philadelphia. And that's one way that we can find content to repost from the Visit Philly account. I don't think we've ever been told no when we've asked for permission to repost from our account. So that, shows that people really do like participating and showing off their city. And going back to your comment about the professional photographers, we've always invested in great photography well before Facebook was around. And that sort of has put us in a good position to have this great, I feel like, content is what everyone's talking about these days, and we've luckily always invested in it. So those great professional photos we use on the You Wish You Knew blog. We don't necessarily put them on Instagram, but we do really employ them well on Facebook, and we even rewrote our contracts with those photographers several years ago to make sure that we could use them on social. We, again, use them, we pin them to our Pinterest account, and that really helps fuel what we do on social.
Very smart. So without getting one specific photo, do you think that there are a series of photos that are more popular? Obviously, Philadelphia being a very sports heavy town, is there a particular style of photo or content that is pictured in a particular photograph that seems to get a lot more traction all over the social web for you guys?
Yeah, there are. So as Caroline was saying, we do really have this robust kind of content collection in-house of all these different photographs. And what we do is we like to tier them out specifically to how well they perform on social. So in tier one, which is kind of what you're asking about, are a lot of historical photos, iconic photos of Philadelphia. The skyline is huge, cheesesteaks are huge, the love statue is huge, Betsy Ross House. These things are blockbuster hits for us. When we put these up there, it brings a sense of nostalgia to people. People really feel connected to these images when they see them. Our Facebook page isn't just made up of people who are outside of Philadelphia. It's a collection of people who have lived here once, who have visited once, who are here, who aren't here, who are, you know, across the country. So those images really kind of pull on people's heartstrings and really get them to engage.
And it's to speak to the skylines, I mean, that's, you know, incredibly popular all the time with us. And as we sort of alluded to earlier, we have been focusing on Philadelphia neighborhoods. And sometimes when we do a shot from within the neighborhood that might be a street scene or something like that, even if it just has a tiny amount of skyline in the background, sort of between trees or between buildings, people love it. I think that they just like seeing that, you know, being put into that urban environment and seeing this beautiful skyline is maybe not what our social media fans and followers are seeing every day, and it definitely resonates with them.
Caroline, to that point, where my parents live in the suburbs, we are... There are two houses that kind of just sit perfectly, it's kind of like bookends to where you could look out and see all the way in, you know, 30 miles out, you see the skyline of Philadelphia. And I promise you that as soon as my photo, my camera on my phone is cooperative and would allow me to take a photo of that, there will be one for Visit Philly if you so choose to use it.
Oh, yeah. And you'll tag it Visit Philly.
I will. I certainly will.
We'll be waiting for it.
That's great.
So Kyle, I know that you've been involved in a lot of different brands. You've had to be the voice for a lot of different big brands. And this question is for both of you. But Visit Philly, as you kind of both mentioned at the start of the show, has managed to find a voice for a very character-rich city. How do you think that translates to social media?
One way the voice kind of translates itself is through that creative branding, the With Love campaign, and these love letters, because these love letters are ultimately telling a story, and they're current, and they're talking about events, and we also use those on social. So, for instance, we wrote one to Bradley Cooper recently and posted that during the Oscars. So there are these timed love letters that we're putting out there that people are really connecting with. We also did one for Chip Kelly, which had over 6,000 shares welcoming him into the city of Philadelphia. And people can take that content and kind of remix it themselves and put it on their page and feel like it's also they're also welcoming the coach in as well. So that's one of the ways we've really tried to use our voice on social in that regard.
And those With Love letters, I mean, we can respond pretty quickly to what's happening, you know, whether it's like the Flyers are in the Stanley Cup playoffs or like whatever it might be. I'm knocking wood. You know, whatever it might be, sports are huge for those With Love letters. You know, Kyle mentioned Bradley Cooper, like anything pop culture related, we can really turn them around quickly, write them in-house in the style of the love letters, and people do react pretty well.
I think my personal favorite was when Cliff Lee came back, and the turnaround on that one was so fast. I think he signed 10 days before Christmas, and I don't know how quickly you had it up, but it seemed like it was within a matter of hours, probably, that already you saw just different, you know, JPEGs on the internet, and then eventually the different billboards around the city, and that captured everything that was what a Philadelphia Phillies fan was feeling at that point. Right. Kind of had been, you know, requited love.
Well, I mean, that's a that's a perfect example of sort of traditional media and social media working hand in hand, because so I woke up at 7 a.m. that morning to a bunch of text messages from my coworkers that Cliff Lee decided to come back to the Phillies. By the time we were in, one of our in-house copywriters had already, you know, come up with a million lines. We narrowed it down. Also, by the time we got into the office, people on Twitter were asking us, hey, Visit Philly, where's the With Love letter for Cliff Lee? So they were asking us. We were working on it. We got it out via social. It did so well. It then got picked up by, you know, news channels and was viewed however many times. And then by the end of the day, people were saying, hey, Visit Philly, why isn't this line a billboard? So then we turned it into a billboard within a week. So I love that example because it shows that, you know, people aren't segmented. They see stuff on TV, they see stuff on billboards, they see it on Twitter. And, you know, it all kind of, I think the most successful promotions are something that can play across all of those different platforms.
You mentioned the in-house copywriters. So is that usually how it happens with the Visit Philly stuff? Is it all primarily in-house copywriters? Do you outsource that to different agencies around the city, or do you also try and maybe do some crowdsourcing?
Well, we have a creative agency, Red Tedemer and Partners, and they write sort of the With Love letters that get printed or, you know, are published on billboards and things like that. When we have a social media specific love letter, one that needs to get turned around, we have two women here, Kathy and Linda, who they can churn them out. And, you know, they get really excited about certain ones, like Bradley Cooper was a favorite. People, you know, it's in terms of crowdsourcing, people send in their own all the time.
Oh, yeah. People write them on cakes. We have, like, all types of
things. We have, like, a special folder where we collect. One person even had it on a tattoo.
Yep.
On her leg.
So there's a good question. Do you have a Pinterest board of all the cool different things that you've seen, like with how people have utilized the XOXO Philly?
We do have a Pinterest board for the campaign, but I need to find that tattoo and pin her on there again, because that's
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. Next up on the list.
On a list that I'm sure is forever growing. We haven't talked a lot about Foursquare on Social Echoes, but I think that you two, Kyle and Caroline, are a perfect brand to kind of talk about the network, being as you're trying to promote the city and the tourism and the Uber X amount of things that occur in this very historical city. How is Visit Philly leveraging Foursquare and other geolocation review sites like Yelp?
Yeah, so Foursquare is pretty big for us. We have over 30,000 followers, so it is a big channel for us. We have a big community there. One of the ways, again, how Caroline was saying, working, cross departments, taking some of the traditional press releases that we have on, you know, like where the best happy hours are or these specials or quirky Philadelphia, and really turning those things into Foursquare tips that then we can leave as Visit Philly at these venues. So when people that are following us can check in and others can check in, they're seeing these tips left by us. And we have tools also in-house that are showing us, you know, in the area, some of the top checked in places. So we know, like, we want to have our presence there and we want to be able to leave helpful tips. We also, you know, when we're out and we're checking in, we also will take some photos now that Foursquare updated its mobile app and you can see these photos in there, and we get a lot of likes on things like that. It's also like good for image building as well. Having those photos out there and being in these like different locations.
Yeah, anecdotally, we do get some good feedback on people who have seen our tips places, and then they'll, you know, tweet us like, hey, this was great to see. It just sort of gives that third-party acknowledgement that, like, this is a cool place, like, you know, this is a great thing to buy. And we really try to make those tips of value, kind of, you know, something that they wouldn't obviously know just walking into the spot. But one thing that we did with Foursquare that was pretty cool is we worked with them to get permission to have 12 works of art in the city designated as Foursquare check-in spots. So we created a program called Check Into a Masterpiece that really moved Foursquare users from place to place. We launched it last year with sweepstakes. People who entered and shared their check-in on Twitter were entered into a sweepstakes where they won, I think it was like five museum memberships or something like that. So, I mean, obviously Foursquare is a great measure of people who are actually doing something in the city. And it was really, you know, such an opportunity to work with them in that way, to have the art as a check-in spot.
Now, is that still ongoing?
Yep, it's still ongoing. So we're Visit Philly on Foursquare, foursquare.com/visitphilly, and one of our lists is called Check Into a Masterpiece. So if people follow that list, they can go ahead and check in at, you know, the Diana statue at the Philadelphia Museum of Art, or you can check into the Gates of Hell at the Rodin Museum if you're not scared. it's a really cool opportunity.
Very cool. I will definitely have to try that out. So you talked a little bit about the historical perspective of the city. So with that in mind, have you guys been able to leverage social to kind of revive any history through social, kind of like walk people through different historical happenings using social platforms?
Yep. So for instance, right, you know, we go through this photography and we look at different ways to use it. For example, we have like the Betsy Ross house, and we have like this awesome picture of, you know, the scenes within the home, and we can take those and put those online and ask people questions regarding like the history of it and get people really engaged through that. And it's kind of like just a little, you know, glance of what's happening inside there, and you get a little history, but it's also engaging. It's also an eye-catching photo. That's one way that we've used it. The Liberty Bell, taking people like inside through photography, is definitely a way that we're kind of reviving and also, you know, showcasing our history as a city.
And then Kyle did a lot of great work with when Facebook changed the timeline to use the milestones.
Right. So, yep. So we went through and we looked at some of the important and historical milestones within Philadelphia, and we had photography that matched up really well with that. So we put in several timelines, several milestones. So if you're on our Facebook page, you can scroll through all the way back past the 1800s, I believe. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Very good job. I love whenever I hear, especially older, you know, historical, it works perfectly for a city. It works, you know, spectacularly for an older brand whenever they're utilizing Facebook timeline to the max. Excellent. Great to hear. One last question for you guys, and I'll let you go. How about, you know, the end of the day, are we bringing people to the city? Are more and more folks coming to, you know, visit Philly as it would be?
Definitely. Our numbers are up. Our hotel numbers are, our occupancy is up. Leisure travel is really strong in Philadelphia. So, you know, it's been a rough couple of years for the tourism and travel industry overall, but we've really hung in there. I think people really see Philadelphia as a value destination, a place where you can get a lot out of your trip, because there's history, there's food, there's, you know, sports, there's outdoors. So we're in a good place with travel. And we definitely feel that we can make the claim that we are using social media to get that reaction from people. We've done a few surveys, both a USUNU blog survey and a survey of our social media fans and followers. And, you know, overwhelmingly, they say that whether they're out of towner or a local, that they have done something in the city based on something they've read about in one of our social media posts or tweets or something like that. So we are just really glad to keep, you know, providing our fans and followers with information on what to do in Philly, and you know, they're responding, which we love it. We love to see.
Great to hear. Well, you guys have been great. Appreciate all the time. So where can folks go to be social, both with the two of you, Kyle and Caroline, and also where can they go to be social with Visit Philly?
Go ahead.
So I'm on Twitter at Kyle Hardy. You can also follow twitter.com/youwishyouknew. We're on there. Facebook.com/visitphilly, foursquare.com/visitphilly. Anything/visitphilly.
Yeah. And check out the Instagram photos. We are at Visit Philly on Instagram, but if you just want to take a look at what other people are taking in Philadelphia. Just look at the hashtag Visit Philly.
Ever for you individually, Caroline?
Oh, I'm on Twitter. I'm at Beanorama.
At Beanorama. Okay, excellent. Very cool. Thank you guys so much. And don't forget, if you are in the city of Philadelphia, say hi to these guys via all proper social channels using the hashtag Visit Philly.
Yeah.
That'll do it for this episode of Social Echoes. Thank you so much for listening. Again, my name is John Steyert. If you are interested in learning more about the podcast, please go to socialechoespodcast.com, or you can go to iTunes and Stitcher Radio and search Social Echoes. Please leave us a rating and a review, either or. They help us along the way to try and figure out what you guys like and what you want to listen to and what you want to know more about. And if you have any topic suggestions for guests, etc., feel free to email me, John, J-O-N, at truevoicemedia.com, or send me a tweet, at J.W. Steyert. Appreciate it. Thank you very much to Kyle and Caroline and Visit Philly for all their time. We will see you guys next week. Until then, take it easy. Bye-bye.